Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
To drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Are you tired of worrying, struggling, or arguing? Do you want to wake up and have the life you always wanted with all the love, abundance, and happiness you deserve? Then I have the book that's just right for you. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about Mary Ellen Sigonovich's book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. It will lead you on your journey through its 73 powerful vignettes on topics ranging from awareness to faith and forgiveness. It will also assist you in seeking the peace you desire. The author, Mary Ellen, is no stranger to life's uncertainties. She has prevailed over major illness and an abusive childhood, as well as dealt with the difficulties that come with being a single parent, to now becoming a whole and dynamic person. She shares that hard-won knowledge in her extraordinary book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. You can contact Mary Ellen through her website at www.healingwordsthebook.com. There you will find links to be able to get your own copy of the book, as well as, of course, be able to stay connected with Mary Ellen on Facebook, where she shares her truth of the day every Monday through Friday. Again, that website is www.healingwordsthebook.com. Visit the website, get the book, and begin your journey to an inspired life. And we're back with Conversations Live. As I said today, there's going to be a great guest that's joining us today. Author Kelly Johnson is going to be with us to talk to us not only about the new book, Feeling Great, that's coming out on Amazon on April the 14th, but what it was like for her to be a part of that project, as well as, of course, her own journey to seeing the world differently as well. Kelly, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was just sharing with our listeners, of course, the book will be coming out officially on Amazon on April the 14th, but already there is great enthusiasm about it. I think for one thing, because it does actually do what I was saying earlier, and that is to get us to looking at ourselves differently and our place in the world differently. What has it been like for you already, Kelly, to see the response to the book, even before the release?
Well, it's been pretty exciting. I've been working in the publishing field for years, so I know what it's like when, you know, a book gets published and how difficult it is really to get, you know, anything going and even get noticed. So, it's been really wonderful to see the feedback. I think, you know, it's just a topic that everyone is interested in. Everyone wants to feel great.
Right, exactly. So what is it that drew you to this project? Because I know you were excited to work on it, Kelly. What was it about this project that you felt as though you wanted to be a part of?
Well, first of all, I was asked to be a part of it. Most of the book is drawn from Daddy Janki, who happens to be 99 years old and lives in India. So a lot of it is drawn from, you know, her teachings over many years. And you know, being in the publishing industry for a long time, we published primarily nonfiction self-help books. So I've sort of been immersed in that in a long time. I'm also a preacher's kid, so I've been, you know, immersed in spirituality, religion, whatever, for, you know, all of my life. And Peter Begzo really was, you know, the inspiration, you know, that got us all together, you know, to write this book. And it's kind of interesting because we come from such different backgrounds. You know, Daddy Janki is primarily a Hindu background, and Peter is, I don't know, I call him like a world a person, you know, and I come from a predominantly, not predominantly, totally Christian background. So we come at it so differently, yet we found such great common ground. So, you know, for me, it was pretty exciting to work on it when I was asked to do it.
Right. Well, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that, that even's on the website at feelinggreatbook.com, you know, talking about the power of the moment, the power of today, and what we're doing with today and how that really has something to do with what we can expect tomorrow. You know, did that message always resonate with you, Kelly, or when did you first realize and appreciate those words?
Oh, I would say just in the last couple of years that I really appreciate it. You know, I've been asked before, you know, of the, you know, of the three things, the optimism, enthusiasm, and contentment, which one I think is the most important, and that's sort of a tough question because they're all important. But to me, I found that contentment was the most important maybe because that's what I needed the most, you know, at the time, the last couple of years. So I think learning contentment, and that's not joy, that's not, you know, euphoria or happiness. To be content is the most important thing, and learning that, you know, really, I think, laid the pathway, you know, for me to write this book or to be involved in it.
Right, yeah.
Does that answer your question?
It does. It does. And, you know, I think, you know, you outline actually in the book, and our listeners can actually, whether they're joining us on the radio dial or online, can actually find this on the Amazon page. You talk about that point in your life where because of fear, you were led to reach out. Do you think that so for you, that this is not only something that you wanted to share with others, but something that has really been a life lesson for yourself, Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. I think most of us come to that point in our lives where I hope we do. And, you know, we don't go through our whole lives, you know, as we do when we're teenagers. You know, when we think that we know everything and, you know, we've always got tomorrow. But sometimes, you know, we just come to that ledge, I think, and we have to make decisions or we're questioning, you
right.
know, and we're questioning, you know, what we've learned all of our lives, whether that's really true or, you know, some of the other concepts that we've been exposed to. And we really have to come to, you know, our own truth and you know, realize that if we're going to live a fulfilling life, if we're really going to find true happiness, we've got to answer some of these questions in order to get there.
Right, exactly. I think that is the thing. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Kelly Johnson is our guest today. She's one of the co-authors of the book that's coming out on April the 14th on Amazon.com. It's called Feeling Great, Creating a Life of Optimism, Enthusiasm, and Contentment. I want to talk about optimism for a moment, Kelly, because, again, we live in a world where, you know, it seems as though the bad news always travels fast. It, you know, there's this whole thing about even in the news, there seems to be almost an excitement for sharing, you know, the negativity. I mean, how important has optimism been for you, not only in your career professionally, but also in your life personally?
Oh, boy. You know, that's probably one of the easiest things, you know, to lose sight of, optimism. You know, especially when we're watching TV or, you know, even listening to other people talk sometimes. You know, we hear the things that come out of their mouths and you know, we think, gee, is there any future for us? I mean, you know, is this really what people think that, you know, they say these things? And I think, you know, being optimistic can be really difficult sometimes. That's when we can't, we really have to make sure that we're not looking outside of ourselves for optimism and enthusiasm, and we have to find who we are, like our authentic self, and know who we are and know the way God sees us as well. And it allows us to grab hold of optimism because unless we're optimistic for ourselves and our own little lives and what's going on around us, it's really hard to be optimistic for the rest of the world. So we really have to work on, you know, on ourselves first before we can share that.
Right. And so, Kelly, when people tell you how they have been inspired by you, by just being in your company or something that you've said, I mean, how does it make you feel about the path that you're on now in your life and what you've been able to accomplish in your life?
Well, it makes me feel incredible because there were so many years that, you know, I mean, I just, you know, lived life and I, you know, worked and, you know, there was really no time for anything. I mean, like everyone else, I guess I just, you know, we were just busy all the time. And you didn't take the time to to even try to matter to other people or to make that difference. So, you know, later on when you sort of come full circle and someone says that you've done something that matters to them, it's an amazing feeling. And you also think back on all the people that have mattered to you, have made a difference, you know, in your life and think, man, could I really be someone like that, that I could just, you know, make that kind of a difference to one person? It's a wonderful feeling, really.
Right. It has to be a wonderful feeling. So for you, you know, when it came to this book, as I said, it's going to be coming out, you know, here in just a couple of weeks for those joining us live. I mean, the great thing about it is you have this great website that's set up, feelinggreatbook.com. I mean, going into this, I mean, not only are we able to not only realize what the book is about, I thought, Kelly, but what I thought was so interesting when I was prepping for this, especially with the information already available, is that it really makes us excited about this information being out there. Has it also been part of what you've been hearing there, excitement for something new, or something that is positive?
Well, there is. There is excitement for something that's positive. And, you know, I don't know that I could say that, you know, everything in this book is, you know, brand new and nothing that's ever been heard before. But sometimes, you know, when something's positioned a different way, it resonates.
Right.
And, you know, different people, you know, your paths sort of bring a different approach to, you know, topics and, you know, life issues. And, you know, the fact that what we really address are, you know, what we call the sticking points in life that sort of hold us back, you know, from being who we can be and making a kind of a difference for other people. You know, it's those little sticking points that we really talk about a lot in the book and try and address and overcome. Because there's so many of them that we don't even realize as we go through the day, you know, that sometimes what we say and what we do, and, you know, they're not in accord. We say one thing and we act another way and we're feeling another way. And, you know, bringing all of that together so that we really, our hearts are, our mouths are saying what we're feeling in our hearts and we're really learning and evolving. It's, you know, it's a challenge. It's a path.
Right. And I think that is the thing. You know, I think what was so exciting for me when I first heard about this book, and I definitely want to be able to thank Rita Roberts for telling me about it, Kelly, is that, you know, I'm always looking like for our audience here on the radio here in Mississippi and Atlanta, as well as online through our various platforms there. I'm always looking to show them that there is hope. Is that one of the things that you hope people finish the book thinking and believing, that there is hope?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's, you know, one of the things that makes the book so important, I think, you know, right now, and it is so inclusive that, you know, it doesn't matter really, you know, what your approach is or, you know, what your personal beliefs are. It and not that one thing fits, you know, everyone, because that's not always so. But there is hope in each page of it, and, you know, there's something for everyone in it. And, you know, some of the sticking points might not be yours, but there are other ones that are going to be yours. And some things, like I said, that we don't even realize. And, you know, when you start, you know, reading or talking to someone about it, you go, man, I didn't even realize that, you know, I was doing that or thinking that. And it really does bring hope. And, you know, that optimism. Yeah, hopefully that's what it'll do.
Yeah, and I think that is the thing. I should say, I mentioned the website earlier, feelinggreatbook.com. Not only when people go there can they find out more information about the co-authors, including you, Kelly, they also can read an excerpt of the book there as well. There's more information also on the Amazon page for the book, Feeling Great. And there's another point that is actually from you that I thought was so great. And this is what you share about, you know, your own, you know, your own revelations about yourself. And this is what you wrote. Just the other day, my mother and I were having lunch together, and we got to talking about wholeness and the need to care for both our physical self and our spiritual self. At 82, no matter what time she goes to bed at night, she's wide awake at 2 a.m. Eventually, she learned to just get up and accept the couple of hours of sleeplessness instead of fighting them. Now she gets out of bed, puts a kettle of water on the stove, and asks God to sit and have tea with her. Right there in the kitchen, in the very early morning hours, they spend time in quiet communion. Can you kind of talk about the power of silence for a moment? Because I think so many times we don't really take enough time to enjoy those quiet moments. How important has that lesson from your mother been?
Oh, that's been such an important lesson. And, you know, and it's been an evolution also for her. I grew up in a real, fundamental Christian family. I mean, I have wonderful parents, but we weren't taught a lot of these things. We weren't really taught the importance of silence and meditation. They were almost like strange, concepts and all that didn't belong, in the church. And as we got older and learned more and learned the importance of silence, of being able to spend time with yourself and, time meditating, and, it's really important, especially since, man, everything, we're just so busy all the time. And, one of my favorite parts of this book is a little parable of a man in India, and he's leaving home in the morning, and he's got his turban, he wraps his turban on his head, and he's leaving, he's an advocate, and he's going to the courthouse. And as he walks out of the house, a big wind comes up, and his turban becomes unwrapped. And, he has to find a way to wrap it back around his head and, tighten so he can go back to work. And, we sort of do that. I mean, I did that for years. It's like I would leave in the morning, and in my mind, I would have so many things that I was going to do that day that I had to accomplish, that I had to get done. I'd leave in the morning so busy and already frazzled that, by the time you get home in the evening, you're still that way.
Right.
So, that time to be silent and meditate or to just gather your thoughts and know who you are, there's no way to, to quantify that. It's just really important.
Yeah. You just mentioned something else we talk about a lot here, Kelly, and that is knowing who we are, knowing ourselves, knowing our worth and our value. Such an important thing, and again, unfortunately, something that not enough people do and realize the importance of. But a book like this, I think, can definitely help them in that regard. Again, everyone, Kelly Johnson has been our guest today. Make sure you guys are staying connected with the authors of the book by going to the website at www.feelinggreatbook.com. There, as I mentioned earlier, you can find out more information about Kelly and the other co-authors, as well as, of course, be able to read an excerpt and find out more details about the release. Again, it is available for pre-order right now on Amazon.com. You guys can head over there and get it ready for a one click there. At $9.53 is the cost there, plus shipping, of course. Make sure you guys do that and let your friends know as well. Kelly, is the website the best place to be able to find you as well?
That's a great place to find me. It's so funny that you mentioned it because I only just, really got it together today. So I guess it was just in time. But, yeah, that is the best.
Okay. Well, all right. Make sure you guys are going over. Again, that website is www.feelinggreatbook.com. Kelly, great conversation with you. And after release, would love to check back in with you and share more of the book with our listeners.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you, Kelly. And we appreciate you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio dial, stay with us. There's more Conversations Live come for you guys. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media partners at Amazon.com, as well as, of course, you can find it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and you'll find the link there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you guys take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.